This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. You can sign up now through February 4th. 90 days access from the day you sign up. Details coming up right after the break. Topic number 5 today, Voices from the Other Side. The man accused of shooting 6 co-workers inside a Walmart break room in Virginia last week wrote a note claiming that he'd been led by Satan, and then complaining about his fellow employees and troubles at work. This note was released by authorities last Friday, discovered on the phone of 31-year-old Andre Bing, who's accused of opening fire inside a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, where he worked as an overnight team leader. We're in the middle of a pre-shift meeting when he showed up with a pistol, several magazines, opened fire, and started shooting at fellow employees. According to the note on his phone, and I quote, "Sorry, everyone, but I did not plan this. I promise. Things just fell into place like I was led by Satan," or actually by the Satan was on his note. Bing killed 6 people and then turned the gun on himself when police arrived. Meanwhile, on Monday of this week, we learned that 25-year-old who was accused of randomly attacking and killing a couple in their garage in Florida and then eating the face of the husband has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. He's going to be sent to a mental facility instead of prison in Florida. Austin Haroof found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 2016 murder of John Stevens and his wife Michelle at their home in Florida. Since that incident, Haroof has told the court he can't remember what happened that day, but believed that God and demons were talking to him as he attacked them. The decision was made during the first and final day of a trial that was expected to take several weeks. Haroof, at the time, was a 19-year-old student at Florida State University. When he killed the couple, stabbed a neighbor who came to help them. This ruling means Haroof will be involuntarily committed to the Department of Children and Families, placed in a secured mental health facility in Florida. But as with the case of Nicholas Cruz, who was the shooter at Parkland, Florida earlier, and many others who commit horrific acts of violence and then claim they did so because they were directed by voices inside their head, sometimes explicitly identified as demons, as in the case of Nicholas Cruz, Austin Haroof. Maybe we should believe them, because our typical response in our scientistic society is, well, it's clearly a case of mental illness. Topic number four, the carbon scam. Big polluting industries in the European Union have been given about $100 billion worth of free carbon permits by the EU over the last 9 years. This is according to an analysis by the World Wildlife Fund. I'm confusing it with the old wrestling group. The free allowances contradict with the polluter pays principle, according to the group. The idea, behind carbon allowances is that the polluters are supposed to pay to offset the carbon that they emit. These permits, worth about $98.5 billion, were given to energy-intensive sectors like steel, cement, chemicals, and aviation between 2013 and 2021. This is more than the total of $88.5 billion that the European Union's Emissions Trading Scheme, or ETS, has charged polluting companies like coal and gas-powered power stations for their carbon dioxide emissions. Furthermore, according to the WWF, the free permits don't come with any conditions, such as increasing energy efficiency. Some polluters also able to make billions in windfall profits by taking those unused carbon credits and reselling them. Now look, we should all care for the environment. I'm not saying that the WWF is wrong here. What I'm saying is that this whole idea that polluters should be given carbon allowances or pay for carbon allowances, it, almost as though you're paying for indulgences, the old Roman Catholic scheme where you could pay and then get a free, you know, pass for a particular sin, is not about saving the environment. It is a money-making scam concocted by government, and obviously being used to favor certain protected industries like steel, chemicals, and cement. Carbon credits, carbon allowances, carbon exchanges, it's all about using climate alarmism, frightening people because of what the others might do. We're being we're being good when it comes to Mother Earth, but those others, they're emitting way too much carbon. So we need a global authority to control who uses how much carbon to save Mother Earth. That's what this is all about. Frightening people into willingly giving up their freedom of action, freedom of choice, in the name of hashtag Great Reset. Topic number three, freak fashion. Freak is not a compliment, by the way, in this term. I'm talking about aberrant, deviant, maybe a better word. The fashion design from Balenciaga, is taking some heat for an ad campaign that features a child holding a teddy bear, which is wearing bondage outfit, BDSM. That's no other way to describe it. They've pulled the ad campaign. Balenciaga has apologized for it, but this is not some boutique design company trying to attract attention by being outrageous. Balenciaga is owned by Gucci and has annual revenues of about $2 billion. They dress the likes of Kim Kardashian and Nicole Kidman. So this is not a small company we're talking about here. Balenciaga claims, we have no idea how this happened. Really? Really? Meanwhile, they're also taking heat and had to pull another ad campaign that was scheduled for release this coming spring, featuring French actress Isabelle Huppert posing in a Manhattan office with a stack of books on the desk behind her. One of those books is one celebrating the work of Belgian painter Michael Boremans, whose work is varied but often features children, and his 2017-2018 series called Fire from the Sun, which is in that book there, shows a group of toddlers, some of them with blood staining their skin in rather sinister compositions, for example, showing some of the children castrated. Why is this art? It's not, unless you have a certain worldview, one that is certainly evil. Balenciaga has not commented on this campaign, on the book, how it managed to make it into the spring 2023 ad campaign. But this is beginning to appear like a pattern. Meanwhile, a Canadian retailer, Simons, has just launched a TV ad campaign that appears to glorify assisted suicide, making it look very glamorous. This is becoming more and more mainstream. I mean, you know, why not? Like every pagan religion going back to the dawn of time, the shedding of human blood is a key aspect in that religion. And let's be honest, friends, we are living in a post-Christian world. And sadly, for the likes of Richard Dawkins and other neo-atheists, we are not moving into a new enlightened age of reason where the superstition of religion is being pushed aside. No, we're returning to the old pagan ways. And that portends a bloody future. Topic number two, building Olympus. Building Olympus, a new off-Earth construction system, just got a big funding boost from NASA. NASA has awarded the Texas-based company Icon $57.2 million for its Project Olympus. Project Olympus. Icon is working to develop technology that will allow for the construction of outposts on the moon and Mars using locally available dirt and rock, using that as substrate, converting it through 3D printing technology into housing, laboratory space, cooking facilities, etc. Icon has been working on this for a while. They built the first fully permitted 3D printed home in the United States about 4 years ago. They've since delivered entire communities of 3D printed homes in the U.S. and Mexico. Icon launched Project Olympus about 2 years ago, reasoning that this kind of technology could build critical infrastructure on the moon and other planets in the solar system. Already produced a prototype of sorts. This newly announced NASA contract will help the company develop its technology further. But step back and look at this picture. I mean, this is cool technology, and I am a fan of science and technology. But what you've got here is a company named Icon, which is another word for image, as in the kind of thing that pagans in the ancient world used to give locality to their gods. You might call them idols. And it's building Olympus, which is the home of the gods, specifically Olympus being ruled by Zeus, who Jesus identified in Revelation 2:13 as Satan. Now, look, I'm not saying the executives running this project know that this is what they're doing, but, you know, principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness, in the spirit realm, they're having a good chuckle over this. Coming up, a woman in Florida is cheesed. I mean, we're talking about $5 million worth of cheesed. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before-digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, suing over mac and cheese. A woman has launched a $5 million lawsuit against the makers of microwavable macaroni and cheese over the company's claim that it takes only 3.5 minutes to prepare. Amanda Ramirez of Hialeah, Florida, lashes out at the instructions on the box saying that it only takes 3.5 minutes. Because the 3.5 minutes is just the amount of time it takes in the microwave. Yes, according to court documents, her lawyers claim she looks to bold statements of value when quickly selecting groceries, and therefore paid more for the product than she would have paid and would not have purchased it or paid less had she known the truth. End quote. So she's suing for $5 million. The attorney's arguing the three and a half minutes fails to factor in the other four steps required to prepare the cheesy comestible: removing the lid and sauce pouch, adding water, microwaving, and stirring. Huh. The horror. Of course, the makers of Kraft macaroni and cheese say the suit is frivolous. We can laugh, but it's because of things like this that we get warning labels on peanut butter jars telling us may contain nuts. Skywatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness continues. You can sign up through February 4th, and when you do, you get 90 days access from the time you sign up. So even though it's already out and available, you haven't missed anything if you haven't signed up yet. So please take advantage of this opportunity to watch 24 cutting-edge presentations plus 6 feature-length documentaries. The documentaries alone, individually, worth more than the cost of the conference. And with the conference, you're getting some cutting-edge material. Tom Horn's latest presentation, Joel Richardson about pharmakia, some archaeological information from Doug Van Dorn talking about serpent mounds and astral prophecy. Dr. Judd Burton talking about the significance of Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. That and more. You get complete information and a space to sign up as well at the website, defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Our six-week series on the new three-volume set by Tom Horn, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, continues on Skywatch TV this week, leading right up to Christmas. The connection between the Antichrist and Messiah. If you're watching this program, there's a good chance that intuitively you know these things already, but the depth of research that Tom, Ali, and Donna have put into this work make it well worth your while to watch. The over-the-air broadcast schedule for this week's program, for every week's program, actually, posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can toss out the schedule. Watch right now if you've got the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV. It's free. We've got instructions on how to add that to your set-top box posted at the website. You can also download our free mobile app, which allows you to bring all of that content right into your mobile device, along with a calendar of upcoming events, a Bible app, and more. And you can use Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to cast the video from your small device up to the big screen using no wires whatsoever. This app is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores for those apps posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.